The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus summoned the crowd with his disciples and said to them, "Whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake and that of the gospel will save it. What profit is there for one to gain the whole world and forfeit his life? What could one give in exchange for his life? Whoever is ashamed of me and of my words in this faithless and sinful generation, the Son of Man will be ashamed of when he comes in his Father's glory with the holy angels." He also said to them, "Amen, I say to you, there are some standing here who will not taste death until they see the kingdom of God has come in power." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. Our goal is heaven. And Christ in today's gospel gives us a sort of blueprint to accomplish this. Deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow him. That's it. Seems simple enough. Deny yourself here means putting aside our own wants, desires, our own sin and vice, and in their place putting the desires and wants of Christ. The desire to see unity in the church, the desire to see all peoples following Christ, being disciples, living out the gospel. The desire that all are one as Christ and the Father are one. Take up your cross. God, for whatever reason he's seen fit, has allowed each of us to face some sort of trial, some sort of cross. Christ here is encouraging us not to shy away from it like the world tells us to, but to embrace that cross, that trial, that tribulation, just as P picked up his own cross. It might be for us an illness. It might be a particularly difficult situation. It might be an unexpected suffering, or it might simply be the mundaneness of our lives. But still, Christ asks us to take up that cross and follow him. Even now, here in the gospel, Christ knew he was moving towards his own death. What else could he seek? The Father had set him on this path, and he was going to see it done. There was no other way. He expects us to follow him also to his death. The martyrs have all given their very life following Christ to his death. And Christ doesn't necessarily ask that we die physically for him, but that we follow him wherever it leads. My brothers and sisters, to follow him to his death means following him to his life, to our life, to the true life, life eternal with God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It is only through this blueprint that he has given us that we can do this. If we want to follow him to heaven, we must deny ourselves, take up our crosses, and simply follow.